Chapter 1. Capitalism on the Brink. I'm up early, ready for breakfast with an old friend, Ken Langan, who was planning to pick me up and take me to his favorite Florida haunt for a meal. I'm going to tell him how worried I am about the state of our economy. My hopes for the future depend on being able to find common ground with people like Ken, conservative, smart, and willing to recognize that our system is in trouble. Reports regularly tell us that our economy is recovering, but I don't believe it. Certain indicators are up, but people are living in debt, and incomes have been stagnant for decades. Meanwhile, during those same years, roughly since the mid-1970s, profits and productivity have risen, with only occasional slight dips before bouncing back to the same rate of increase from year to year. What's happened over those years is that most people have been locked into their stations in life, while the corporations that employ them are thriving. Opportunities to improve and get ahead have withered, and though many people are getting by, while getting deeper into debt in the process, they are losing hope. What's needed is action from people like Ken, who have the power to influence how we do business, because business, the private sector, is what generates opportunity.